Lesson 4, The Greek Alphabet, Part 4. So far we have learned the first 14 letters of the Greek alphabet. Those letters are Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Epsilon, Zeta, Eta, Theta, Iota, Kappa, Lambda, Mu, Nu, and Xi. In this lesson, we are going to learn the next six letters. You'll be learning these next six letters in parallel to the English alphabet, just as with the first five letters in Lesson 1 and the six letters in Lesson 3. Beginning with the first of the six letters in this lesson, the first letter is the letter Omicron. It is pronounced O, as in the word obey. It is the short or small O, obey. Notice its printed form, just like the O in English, beginning at point one and drawing your circle counterclockwise for the Omicron. It should be noted, as we mentioned to you at the beginning in the introduction to these lessons, that there are different pronunciations of the Koine Greek alphabet. Some people learn the Koine Greek alphabet according to the classical Greek pronunciation. The classical Greek pronunciation of this Greek letter is Omicron, and they pronounce the Omicron not O, but A, as in log or dog. But the Koine pronunciation of the letter is O, Omicron. If you prefer to use the classical Greek or switch over to the classical Greek pronunciation later for Omicron, that is up to you. But as you see, as you will see when we get into the diphthongs in Lesson 6, that it is important to learn it correctly at first. We must maintain the Omicron is the pronunciation of this letter. O, by the way, Omicron, is the modern Greek pronunciation of this letter. It is O, Omicron. The second letter is the letter P, not pi, as in classical, but P. It's the P sound, as in the word P, P. Notice how it's printed out. Your first point is straight down, lifting your pen or pencil from the paper, making a second line straight down, and then your third stage is a line straight across, like a top hat, upside down. This is the P. It's the P sound. The third letter in this group is the letter Hro. Hro. It is the R sound, as in right, R, it, R. Notice its printed form, which gives some people problems, because it looks like our printed P in English, but it is the R in Greek. So some might have trouble at first. You might pronounce the Rho as a P, because it looks like the English P. Notice how it's printed out, beginning at point one, below the writing line, and in one stroke, without removing your pen or pencil from the paper, coming up over the writing line and making your loop, this is the letter Rho. It is the R sound, R. The next letter is the Sigma. Sigma. It is the S sound, as in the word, as in the word song, song. And notice at the far left, under the Greek letter column, that there are two sigmas given to you. The first sigma is the sigma that is used at the front of the word or in the middle of a word. The second sigma that looks like our English S is called the final sigma, and this form of the sigma is found at the end of words. They are both pronounced the same. It is the S sound. Notice its printed form, starting at the top like you were going to make an O, only this time going clockwise, back around, all with one stroke, and as you come back up to the top, make a straight line, tab to the right. This is the sigma, the S sound. Then the tau. Tau rhymes with cow. This is the tau. It is the T sound, t, as in the word talk, t, ok. The T, the tau. Notice its printed form, a line straight down, and then removing your pen or pencil from the paper, making your cross, your T, tau, t, as in talk. The final letter in this series of letters is called the upsilon. Upsilon. It is the U sound, as in the word new. This is the upsilon. Notice its printed form, starting at point one, making your curve and looping down and back up. It is the upsilon. Again, as with the other letters that we've learned so far, the easiest and best way to learn the names and pronunciations of these letters is the first letter or first sound of its name. The Omicron is O. The P is P. The Rho is R. The Sigma is S. The Tau is T. And the Upsilon is U. After you review and practice these six letters, go on to the memorization and pronunciation concepts on page 2. Lesson 4, Exercise 1. In this exercise, you'll be given the memorization and pronunciation diagrams for the six letters of this lesson, just as you did in lessons 1 and 3. You'll be learning these letters in parallel to the English alphabet. The memorization diagram for the six letters in lesson 4 are as follows. Notice how the Greek alphabet and the English corresponding letters line up, except for there is no Q in the Greek alphabet, so it's left out of the English, but you see O, P, no Q, R, S, T, U. So just to get it fixed in your mind, Omicron, P, skip Q, R is Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon, O-P-R-S-T-U. Now to the pronunciation diagram of the six letters in conjunction with this above diagram. Omicron is O. P is P. Rho is R. Sigma is S. Tau is T. And upsilon is U. O, P, R, S, T, U. You should memorize the order and pronunciation of these Greek letters before moving on to the next exercises. The easiest and quickest way to learn is to learn them in parallel to the English alphabet in the diagrams above. After you memorize the order and pronunciation of these six letters, you will be ready for the writing and pronunciation exercises beginning on page 3. Lesson 4, Exercise 2, page 3. After studying the diagrams for the order and pronunciation of the six letters in Exercise 4, you should learn them by using the writing and pronunciation exercises below. Write each letter in printed form and at the same time verbally pronounce its name and sound. For example, the first letter will be Omicron. Write the letter in printed form, and while writing the letter, say, Omicron, O. Your practice paper should look like the first example given to you on page 3. Notice each letter written across on a line. You should learn a cadence for each letter, so that you are pronouncing its name and phonetic sound as you're writing it across. After you've practiced each letter across a complete line, you should combine the letters and practice them in order, pronouncing each letter name and letter sound as you write. Your practice paper should look like the second example given to you in page 3. Notice it's Omicron, P, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon. You should write each letter, pronounce its name and sound as you write. After you practice the six letters of Lesson 4 in combination, you should practice all 20 letters that you've learned so far in combination, pronouncing each letter name and letter sound as you write. Alpha, ah. Beta, b. Gamma, g. Delta, d. Epsilon, e. Zeta, z. Eta, a. Theta, Iota, E. Kappa, K. Lambda, L. Mu, M. Nu, M. Xi, X. Omicron, O. P, P. Rho, R. Sigma, S. Tau, T. Upsilon, U. After you practice this exercise, you are ready to go on to the pronunciation exercises on page 4. Lesson 4, Exercise 3, the first of the pronunciation exercises. In this exercise, you will be taken through the six Greek letters of Lesson 4, having the letters pronounced for you. The second time through, you will be given a verbal quiz in which you will be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the letter when you see and or hear the name of the letter. Reading through first, line 1. Omicron, O. P, P. Rho, R. Sigma, S. Tau, T. Upsilon, U. Line 2. Sigma, S. Upsilon, U. Tau, T. C, sigma s rho r p p line 3 omicron o rho r tau t p p sigma s upsilon u line 4 sigma s p p upsilon u tau t rho r omicron o line 5 tau t sigma s sigma s rho r omicron o upsilon u line 6 P p omicron o tau t sigma s rho r sigma s line 7 rho r upsilon u omicron o sigma s p p tau t line 8 omicron o p rho r sigma s tau t upsilon u going back through a second time. This time I will be pausing after I give the name of the letter, giving you time to respond verbally, and then I'll give the letter sound. Beginning with line 1, figure 1, omicron, O, P, P, Rho, R, Sigma, S, Tau, upsilon u line 2 sigma s upsilon u tau t sigma rho r p p line 3 omicron o rho r tau P, p sigma s upsilon u line 4 sigma. Upsilon. U. Tau. T. Rho. Omicron. O. Line 5. Tau. T. Sigma. Sigma. Rho. Omicron. O. Upsilon. U. Line 6. P. P. Omicron. O. Tau. Sigma. Rho. Sigma. Line 7. Rho. Upsilon. U. Omicron. O. Sigma. S. P. P. Tau. T. Line 8. Omicron. O. P. Rho. Sigma. S. Tau. T. Upsilon. U. You're now ready to go on to the next pronunciation exercise. Exercise 4 on page 5. Lesson 4, Exercise 4 of the pronunciation exercises on page 5. In this exercise, we will go through the first 20 letters of the Greek alphabet. The first time through, the letters will be pronounced for you. The second time through, you will be given a verbal quiz in which you will be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the letter when you see and or hear the letter. Line 1, figure 1. Alpha, A. Beta, B. Gamma, G. Delta, D. Epsilon, E. Zeta, Z. Line 2. Eta, A. Theta, Th. Iota, E. Kappa, K. Lambda, U. Mu, M. Line 3. Mu, M. Xi, X. Omicron, O. P, P. Rho, R. sigma. Line 4. Sigma. Tau. Upsilon. U. Iota. E. Now individually, and then in combination, beginning at line 4, figure 5, lambda, U. Omicron, O. Lambda, Omicron, Lo. Line 5. Omicron, O. Nu, N. Omicron, Nu. Own. Gamma, G. Omicron, O. Gamma, Omicron, Go. Alpha, R. Rho, R. Alpha, Rho, R. Line 6. Tau, T. Alpha, R. Tau, Alpha, Ta. Alpha, R. Nu, N. Alpha, Nu, On. Peep. Alpha, R. P, Alpha, Pa. Line 7. Rho, R. Iota, E. Rho, Iota, Re. Rho, R. Eta, A. Rho, Eta, Ray. Sigma, S. Iota, E. Sigma, Iota, C. Line 8. Eta, A. Sigma, S. Eta, Sigma, Ace. Epsilon, E. Rho, R. Epsilon, Rho, R. Tau, T. Omicron, O. Tau, Omicron. Now beginning at line 1, figure 1, giving the letter name and pausing and then its pronunciation to give you a chance to verbally respond. Line 1, figure 1. Alpha, A. Beta, B. Gamma, G. Delta, D. Epsilon, E. Zeta, Z. Line 2. Eta, A. Theta, Th. Iota, E. Kappa, K. Lambda, U. Mu, M. Line 3. Nu, M. Xi, Omicron, O. P. P. Rho. R. Sigma. S. Line 4. sigma, tau, upsilon, u, iota, e, lambda, u, omicron, o, lambda, omicron, lo, line 5, omicron, o, nu, n, omicron, nu, own, gamma, g, omicron, o, gamma, omicron, go, alpha, r, rho, alpha, rho, r, line 6, tau, t, alpha, r, tau, alpha, ta, alpha, r, nu, n, alpha, nu, on, p, alpha, r, p, alpha, pa, line 7, rho, iota, e, rho, iota, re, rho, eta, a, rho, eta, ray, sigma, s, iota, e, sigma, iota, c, line 8, eta, a, sigma, s, eta, sigma, ace, epsilon, e, rho, epsilon, rho, tau, t, omicron, o, tau, omicron, tau. You're now ready to go to the last of the pronunciation exercises on Lesson 4, Exercise 5, beginning on page 6. This is a two-page exercise. In this last exercise, you'll be asked to combine the sounds of the first 20 letters and pronounce them in combination. We are now putting the sounds of the letters together as they are pronounced in the reading of the Greek New Testament. We are only going to read through one time. The individual letters will be pronounced for you, then the same letters will be pronounced in combination. You'll be asked to respond by pronouncing the sound of the letters when you see and or hear the letter names. Exercise 5, page 6, line 1, figure 1. Epsilon, nu, n, alpha, rho, R. Eta Nu. Ain. Omicron. O. Lambda Omicron. Lo. Gamma Omicron Sigma. Gos. Line 2. Omicron. O. Lambda Omicron. Lo. Gamma Omicron Sigma. Gos. Eta Nu. Ain. P. Rho Omicron Sigma. Pros. It's pronounced like P-R-O-S. Pros. Line 2, figure 6. Tau Omicron Nu. Tone. Line 3. Theta Epsilon. The. Omicron Nu. Own. Omicron Sigma. Os. Eta Nu. Ain. Omicron. O. Lambda Omicron. Lo. Line 4. Tau Omicron Sigma. Tos. Eta Nu. Ain. Epsilon Nu. N. Alpha Rho. R. P. Rho Omicron Sigma. Pros. Tau Omicron Nu. Tone. Line 5. Theta Epsilon. The. Omicron Nu. Own. P. Alpha Nu. Pon. Tau Alpha. Ta. Delta Iota. D. Epsilon. Line 6. Gamma Epsilon. G. Nu Epsilon. Ne. Tau Omicron. To. Rho Iota Sigma. Rhys. Delta Epsilon. De. Gamma Epsilon. Ge. Line 7. Gamma Omicron. Go. Nu Epsilon Nu. Nen. Eta. A. Tau Omicron. To. Alpha Nu. on, and tau eta. Te, line 8, figure 1. Sigma, kappa, omicron. Sco, tau iota. T, alpha, a. Kappa, alpha, ka. Tau, epsilon, te. Lambda, alpha, la. Line 9, beta, epsilon, nu, ben. P, omicron, sigma, pos. Alpha, ah. P, epsilon, sigma, pes. Tau, alpha, lambda, tau. Mu, epsilon, meh. This exercise is continued on page 7. Line 10, nu, omicron, sigma, nos, p, alpha, pa, rho, alpha, ra, omicron, o, nu, omicron, no, mu, alpha, ma. Line 11. Alpha, nu, on. Nu, eta, sigma, nace. Eta, lambda, ale. Theta, epsilon, nu, phen. Mu, alpha, rho, mar. Tau, upsilon, tu. Line 12, rho, iota, re. Alpha, nu, on. Rho, eta, ray. Sigma, eta, say. P, epsilon, pe. Rho, iota, re. Line 13. P, alpha, nu, pon. Tau, epsilon, sigma, tes. P, iota, sigma, peace. Sigma, iota, c. Alpha, lambda, all. Lambda, alpha, la. Line 14. Epsilon, kappa, ek. Epsilon, eh. Gamma, epsilon, nu, gen. Nu, eta, nay. Theta, eta, fay. Sigma, alpha, nu, son. Line 15. Theta, epsilon, the, Lambda Eta. Lay. Mu Alpha. Ma. Alpha Nu. On. Delta Rho Omicron Sigma. Gross. Epsilon Sigma. S. Line 16. Kappa Eta. K. Sigma Alpha Rho Xi. It's pronounced Sarks. Eta. A. Mu Iota Nu. Mean. Delta Omicron. Do. Xi Alpha Nu. Xan. Line 17. Mu Omicron. Mo. Nu Omicron. No. Epsilon. Eh. Theta Epsilon. The. Alpha. Ah. Sigma Alpha. Saw. Line 18. Mu Epsilon. Meh. Theta Alpha. Thaw. Tau Omicron Sigma. Tos. P Alpha. Pa. Rho Alpha. Ra. P Alpha Tau. Pot. Line 19. Rho Omicron Sigma. Rhos. P Lambda Eta. Play. Rho Eta Sigma. Race. P Iota. P. Mu Alpha Rho. Mar. Tau Upsilon. Tu. Line 20. P Epsilon. Pe. Rho Iota. Re. Kappa Epsilon. Ke. Kappa Rho Alpha. Kra. Gamma Epsilon. Ge. Epsilon Mu. M. Line 21. P Rho Omicron Sigma. Pros. Theta Epsilon Nu. Then. P Lambda Eta. Play. Mu Alpha. Ma. P Alpha Nu. Pon. Tau Epsilon Sigma. Tess. Line 22. Epsilon. Eh. Lambda Alpha. La. Beta Omicron. Bo. Mu Epsilon Nu. Men. Rho Iota Nu. Reen. Alpha Nu. On. Line 23. Tau iota. T. Tau omicron sigma. Tos. Nu omicron. No. Mu omicron sigma. Mos. Delta iota. D. Sigma epsilon. Se. You should learn this exercise thoroughly before moving on to lesson 5. In lesson 5, you will learn the final 4 letters of the Greek alphabet, along with the other 3 lessons, which will be diphthongs, your accent and breathing marks, and then in lesson 8, you'll be reading syllables and then reading the first 18 verses of the Gospel of John chapter 1.